Podcasting from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the city of brotherly love. This is the Wasson Fitness audio experience, where we go deep about upgrading your fitness, exercise, and mindset. I'm your host, Jason Wasson, and I'm the head coach and owner of the Power Femme Challenge program. Welcome to our show. What's up? How's it going, challengers? Coach Jason here. Beautiful, beautiful fall day we got here in Philly once again. Killing it. Just trying to get this camera a little set up for you guys. So, you can hear me, you can see me. And I can move around and chit-chat. There we go. Some kind of funky smell in the air out here today. I don't know what they're doing, if someone's burning something or what. There we go. Much better. All right, cool. All right, guys, so we got a little fresh chop going today. Feeling good, feeling frisky, feeling fly. Want to come to you today live with your daily drive. Daily drive talking about fitness. Like I said, I've been trying to get away from all the mindset stuff, but even going into fitness, can't get away from mindset, because when you take your mindset into your workout with you, you start to find things such as work versus intensity. And just a really simple concept I want to bring to you guys today, focusing on how intense your workout is as opposed to how much work you're actually doing. So what that means is we're talking about how hard you're actually working, your intensity, how hard you're actually working when you go to the gym, when you go get your workout done. Are you pushing yourself? Are you challenging yourself? Are you trying to get these workouts done as quickly as possible versus simply just getting them done? You know, it's really easy to go into the gym and spend a lot of time in the gym, which I know a lot of you guys don't have, and get all of the work done and still take 2 hours to do it. Doing all that work in 2 hours, that's a lot of work, but it might not exactly be the most intense work you could possibly accomplish. So that said, I want you guys to think about the intensity, how hard you're actually working. I want you to think about going into these workouts with the intention to be intense, the intention of intensity. You know, think about when we go in, we go to the gym, and I want you guys to unplug. I want you guys to put down your phone. I don't want you guys surfing Instagram. I don't want you guys surfing Facebook. I don't want you guys listening to me. I just want you guys to plug in your music. The only thing, other thing that should be open on your phone, if you're using your phone at all, music and stopwatch. That stopwatch is going to keep you moving. You'll see in some of these workouts that are coming up that there is programmed breaks in there, programmed recovery, 45 seconds or so. I want you to hit that stopwatch for 45 seconds and then get right back on it. You're on the clock. This is your time. You don't have a lot of it. And I want you guys to make the most out of your time. So let's focus on that intensity. Focus on getting that as much done as possible in the time you've allotted yourself. The longer you take to get this stuff done, the less intense it's going to be, the less you're going to change. And we're not here to have, you know, a body strengthening. I mean, it is. We're here to get strong. I definitely want you guys to get strong. But I want you guys to have that transformation. And that transformation is going to come when you push yourself, when you go to that next level, when you dig in deep and you find that next level of intensity. You know, if you're not breathing hard while you're lifting weights, we need to work out harder. We need to increase the weights. We need to increase the reps. We need to decrease the rest and recovery time. So I want you guys to really focus on that. The intensity is going to be what drives your results. What's up, Caitlin? What's up, Irene? How you guys feeling? So intensity is what we're talking about today. And you know, you can go in and do the work. You can get your, you know, 5 sets of 10 reps in, and you can take an hour to do 5 sets of 10 reps. And that's just not nearly as intense as getting 5 sets of 10 done in 15 minutes. Do you see the difference there? And that's what I want you guys to really focus on, is making these, making this, you know, timestamp. Excellent. It's good to hear. Definitely keep working on those workouts, get them done. But yeah, focus on that intensity when you're in the gym. Make it as intense as you can handle, as your body can handle. This is part of the mind game. This is part of that intensity training where, you know, we're not just looking for 5 sets of 10 reps at some point, because I could do 1 rep right now. It's 50 reps, 5 sets of 10 reps, right? Did I do the math right? 50 reps. I could do a 1 rep every 50 minutes throughout the day. I could do 1 rep of whatever I need to get done. And it's not even close to the intensity of getting 5 sets of 10 done in 15 minutes. So set that intention for yourself today. Set that focus. When you go to the gym, I want you to focus on that intensity. I want you to focus on the recovery. That recovery period, we're going to shorten the recovery period as much as possible. As soon as you got your breath back, as soon as your hands aren't as your arms aren't shaking anymore, I want you to go back into it and hit it with the best intensity that you can today and every day going forward. Increase that intensity. Every time you increase that intensity, you're going to find you're going to get new results. You're going to get different results. You're going to get a different outcome as opposed to taking your time through the workouts. So that's all for me today. I hope that made a little bit of sense. And if not, go back and rewatch it again. I know this is trying to get them short so you guys have like nice little bite-sized pieces of information. But the truth is, guys, the information isn't what's gonna save you. It's taking action on it. It's taking action every single day to make these changes so you will have the results that you want. Not just watching what I'm saying, not just consuming the information. It's taking action. So take this home with you. Take this to your gym with you today. Take action, and let me know how it works out for you guys. Tell me what you're getting off of this conversation. Go ahead, type down in the notes below if you've learned something from this. I want to hear it from you guys. Because if you're learning something, somebody else is learning something. Or if you pick up on something somebody else doesn't pick up on, they might need to hear that too. So I want you guys to really dig down deep, help each other out a little bit today. And, you know, whatever you're taking away from this, type it in the box below. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great Wednesday. I'll see you Thursday.